Despite the debate as to whether or not health insurance premiums are rising at a faster rate because of the Affordable Care Act, as a direct result of the Affordable Care Act. And I can't overemphasize that. Remember, there are plenty of people out there who would love to come up with ways to cause health insurance premiums to rise at a faster rate or rise, period. And blame it on the Affordable Care Act, even though they know that it really has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act. Okay, here we go. Con 5. Again, the con saying, nope, Affordable Care Act is not causing the rates to rise any faster. And we'll be wrapping this up. Doctor, PhD, Dr. David M. Cutler, professor of applied economics at Harvard University. Karen Davis, PhD, president of the Commonwealth Fund. Christoph Stramikas, senior research associate for Commonwealth Fund, wrote this in 2010. We estimate that on net, the combination of provisions in the new law will reduce healthcare spending by $590 billion from 2010 to 2019 and lower premiums by nearly $2,000 per family. Moreover, the annual growth rate in national health expenditures could be slowed from 6.3% to 5.7%. Reducing insurer administration and modernizing the delivery of healthcare services will each result in reductions in private insurance premiums. Private premiums might be affected by other provisions as well. For example, an excise tax on high premium health insurance plans set to take effect in 2018 will introduce a strong financial incentive for insurers to trim benefits and reduce costs below a tax-free threshold of $10,200 for individual coverage and $27,500 for family coverage. Indexing this cap to the overall rate of inflation in the economy plus 1 percentage point will encourage insurers to seek out value and efficiency continually, thus placing downward pressure on premiums over time. All right, Pro 5. Drew Gonsharowski, policy analyst in the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation, said this in 2013. Individuals in most states will end up spending more on the exchanges. It is true that in some states, the experience could be the opposite. This is because those states had already over-regulated insurance markets that led to sharply higher premiums through adverse selection, as is the case of New York. Many states, however, double or nearly triple premiums for young adults. Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Kansas, and Vermont see some of the largest increases in premiums. Notice what he said there, though. Drew Gonsharowski said that many states double, in some cases, triple premiums for young adults. They double or triple premiums for young adults. So again, here, if they do that, it is not because the Affordable Care Act caused these companies, these states, to double or triple their premiums. They were doubling and tripling the premiums because the people receiving the insurance were young adults. That would happen even without the Affordable Care Act if that's what the states do. If they just double and triple premiums on young adults, they're doing that with and without the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. They went on to say, many individuals will experience sticker shock when shopping on the exchanges. It is clear that many policies and cross-subsidization within Obamacare will lead to upward shifts in premiums. The claims of savings on premiums for the average participant is a fantasy. Now, here's what I want to ask you. When you have heard people from across the nation talk about their premiums, the premiums that they have been paying, for those covered by Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, you name it, not their company insurance that has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act. For the people who were covered, and they were talking about their premiums, did you hear any of them say that their premiums went down? Did you hear any of them say their premiums went up? Did you hear any of them say their premiums remained about the same? Now, I got to tell you, I heard all three. I heard people talk about their premiums going up significantly. I heard people talking about their premiums going up slightly, almost negligibly. I heard people talk about their premiums going down. I heard people talking about their premiums remaining basically the same. All right, we have one more pro where they say that premiums are going up because of Obamacare. At least that's the impression they're trying to give. We have no more on the side of the cons who are saying, nope, the Affordable Care Act is not causing premiums to go up. So we had five cons, six pros. And I usually ask you all, what is your preference? Do you want me to go ahead and give you that one remaining comment that's out there and let that side outweigh the other? Or do you want me to just keep it even? And since I only gave five of one, give only five of the other. It's your preference. What do you prefer? Okay, let's do that. Let me give you this last pro anyway. This one coming from PhD Douglas Holtz Eakin, president of the American Action Forum. This is what he said in 2011. Objective analysts have uniformly concluded that the new law raises, not lowers, national health care spending. Rising bill for national health care spending will produce sustained upward pressures on health insurance premiums. He didn't say it has done that. He said it will do that. In addition, the law's array of insurance market reforms will increase premiums. So he's speaking future tense. He's not saying that this happened. He was saying it will happen. Barring limits on annual and lifetime out-of-pocket spending, coverage of children's pre-existing conditions, and ability for children to stay on parents' policies are all initiatives that enhance benefits. These benefits must necessarily be covered by higher premiums. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe what the insurance industry executives were saying in the 80s when President Ronald Reagan was in the White House is what was really going to be make the difference. The fact that you would have so many people covered. But at any rate, he was saying what would happen. I do know that, as I said before, I've heard people say their premiums have gone up, some significantly, some say negligibly. I've heard people say their premiums have gone down. I've heard people say their premiums have stayed about the same. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What have your experiences been? Those of you who are covered, what have your personal experiences been? Back in a few.